USA News. I'm Jerry Marmash. Three people are dead, the victims of a shooting in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General. The sheriff said a manifesto detailed, quote, racial hatred. Governor Ron DeSantis reacts.
This guy killed himself rather than face the music and accept responsibility for his actions, and so he took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms.
The shooter has not been identified yet. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Floyd is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and influencing a witness. He turned himself in Thursday before Trump, but did not have a lawyer and did not reach a bond agreement before he surrendered. 6 in 10 Americans believe Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election.
A Politico Ipsos poll released Friday shows 62% of people surveyed think Trump should be tried before the election on federal charges he mishandled classified documents. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for a president next November. I'm Julie Ryan.
Bob Barker has died.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
Barker, of course, most associated with The Price is Right. He hosted the game show for 35 years, winning 19 Daytime Emmy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Honor in 1999. Bob Barker was 99. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 33 counties as a tropical wave in the Gulf is expected to develop and move toward the state. Forecasters say the storm will track to the west coast of Florida, bringing several inches of rain late Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Power is slowly coming back for thousands of homes and businesses in West Michigan after at least 7 tornadoes ripped across the state. The utility company expects crews to restore service to most customers by Sunday evening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ordered flags on Saturday lowered to half staff at the Capitol. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, McCarthy said he directed the move to honor the 13 brave American heroes who died tragically during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 2 years ago. Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs and are willing to sacrifice to achieve it.
Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says employers have a challenge ahead of them.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers, those who are either working or looking for full-time work, support a 4-day work week.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows that workers are willing to change jobs, even take lower pay if it means they can work 4 days per week. He says people learned during the pandemic that they can get as much done at home or in a hybrid work environment as they can in the office. I'm Dave Collins.
USA basketball is off to a winning start in the FIBA World Cup from the Philippines. It was a 99-72 victory over New Zealand on Saturday. Up next for Team USA, they'll take on Greece on Monday. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from SC Johnson, a family company.